want to know, we're also honored with the presence of one of Reverend Sauter's couple, Leah Marcus, is here, and we're happy to see you here in Eretz Yisrael and to join us in this Yahrzeit commemoration. Without further ado, introduce Reverend youngest son.
I'd like to take the opportunity on behalf of the family to thank Murray and Lisa for very, I think it's the sixth year, maybe fifth year. I know we started the 10th, right? I might have missed one year, I think, because my daughter got married here, so I wasn't able to. I'm not sure what happened that year. But it's, you know, the Yahrzeit of Chol Hamoed is very challenging. My father, when he had Yahrzeit, and my mother, it was a day of introspection. They both fasted. And Chol Hamoed, you can't be sad. There's no Avelus, you can't fast. I would just share with you that a number of years ago, I was, it was Chol Hamoed, it was the Yahrzeit. Afternoon, I spent the morning at home. Afternoon, I took my family to a park, Park Herzliya. Neither Daf Mincha. And usually in Eretz Yisrael, wherever you go, Chol Hamoed, it shouldn't be difficult to find the minion. And I couldn't find anybody around. Started to get nervous. I crossed the street, and I saw a Hasidic family, you know, in the full Hasidic garb, taking a picture. And as I passed by, it was a very big family. I heard them say, "We're going to take this last picture." Then we're going to daven mincha. So I said, "Can I join you?" So, sure, I said, "I'm a chiyur. I'd like to daven for the omer." So one of the fellows there said, "Ah, this is so wonderful. It's Chol Hamoed, we're at the park as a family, we took a picture, we're going to have a minyan, and we even have a chiyuv." And then he felt maybe it was inappropriate to say that, because if you have a chiyuv, that means someone passed away. And he turned to me, he said to me, "I apologize." I said, "It's okay." I said, "I'm not sure it was the 13th year, the 14th year. Fortunately, it's been a long time, and I guess I've recovered." And I look at the Yahrzeit that it was a very big schus to be the child, of my parents, and I learned a lot from them. And in general, I try to use the Yahrzeit to maybe hear their Torah, my father's Torah, and to learn from it, maybe some insight that we haven't thought about. You know, I haven't thought about in the last 16 years. And actually, this year, Motzi Yom Kippur, I was talking. We had broken the fast, and we're sitting around speaking. And I have two boys in the army who are actually going to be. So one came home already, one will still be in the army for most of Chol Hamoed. So I pointed out, you know, in the army, sometimes, you know, you're on duty, it's just important to remember, your friends are not going to run to put on tefillin. But in our family, we put on tefillin on Chol Hamoed Betzina, so make sure you remember to put on tefillin. Make sure you put on tefillin on Chol Hamoed. So then discussion came up that Reb Chaim, Reb Moshe, did not wear tefillin on Chol Hamoed, and probably based on Levi. And I realized, I said, it's interesting that Zaidi had that ability, even though my father was beholden on a certain level to the Mesorah of Brisk, very committed, whether it was to the Lumbus of Brisk, whether it was to the Chumras of Brisk, whether it was to the Midos of Brisk. But if my father felt that maybe something should be changed, maybe there was, I don't want to say the word incorrect, but he had a different understanding of the halacha, he would follow what he felt. And one example was of tefillin, because I once asked him, I said, "Rav Moshe didn't wear tefillin on Chol Hamoed, Rav Chaim didn't wear tefillin on Chol Hamoed." And he said to me, "I went through the sugya, and I felt it was a suffix, al pidin, and therefore suffix derives from chumrah, and that's why I put on tefillin about a bracha." And when I moved to Eretz Yisrael, there was no shaila in my father's mind that I should keep putting on tefillin. What, minig Eretz Yisrael? No, it's a subject to your rights, it's a din. So you can tell me minig Eretz Yisrael to go against the din, you should still keep putting on tefillin. I happen to have found out, by the way, that many Gedolei Yisrael who made Aliyah put tefillin on Betzina in Eretz Yisrael also. Rav Solomon Meltzer, Rav Shach, many, many Gedolei Yisrael. But he was very committed to the MS. And similarly, somebody once asked me, says, "I don't understand," he says to me, "how could your father be so pro-state if Reb Chaim was so against Zionism?" It's a good shayla. I said, my father felt that Reb Chaim had seen the Holocaust, he definitely would have been pro-state also because he had seen how necessary it was. So that being said, that was something that I felt this year, to see that sometimes my father, as committed as he was, and was so repressed, if he felt that something was correct, he would follow him that way. So I thought that since this came from the halacha of tefillin, I would speak a little bit about the halacha tefillin on Chol HaMoed and the chiddush that my father had in regards to tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So we know that there is a very big machlokas rishonim whether or not we should wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Gemara Maseches Menachos discusses Rabbi Kiva Omer Daflam Vav and Amaveis Yochol Yaniach Adam Tefillin v'Shabbos v'Yom Tovim. You might think a person should be able to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So he says no, because Va'ayel Osa Yotcha, since tefillin is an os and Shabbos is an os, ki osi beni benechem. So he says Shabbos is an os. If a person puts on tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, he's basically saying that the os of Shabbos is not enough. And how can a person go ahead and put on tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov and maintain that the os of Shabbos is not enough? And therefore, it would be us, he says, there was certainly no chiyuv. Questions is us, but certainly no chiyuv to put on tefillin. There's no mitzvah to put on tefillin on Yom Tov and Shabbos. The question is, how about Chol HaMoed? The Gemara does not discuss in an explicit way Chol HaMoed. And that's Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos asks, is Chol HaMoed considered part of Yom Tov? Or is Chol HaMoed not considered part of Yom Tov? And Tosfos basically says, well, what is the os of Shabbos? We don't put on tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. What is the os? Is the os Isser Malacha? If the os is Isser Malacha, because on Shabbos you can't do Malacha, and on Yom Tov you can't do Malacha, so Chol HaMoed, Tosfos is assuming that Chol HaMoed, Isser Malacha that we have is only Midr Rabbanon, and therefore since the Isser Malacha is only Midr Rabbanon, according to Tosfos, you would be, according to that, so then Chol HaMoed would not be an os, and you would have to put on tefillin. In other words, if you hold that the reason why Shabbos and Yom Tov is an os, is because Shabbos and Yom Tov is an Isser Malacha Midiraisa. When it comes to Chol HaMoed, there's no Isser Malacha Midiraisa, only Midrabanan. Therefore, Chol HaMoed is not an os, and you should have to put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. On the other hand, maybe there's something else. Maybe it's a Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos that makes Shabbos an os. Maybe it's the Kedushas Hayom of Yom Tov that makes Yom Tov an os. Therefore, if it's the Kedushas Hayom, so it could be that Chol HaMoed also is Kedushas Hayom. And as the proof, Tosfos says, on Chol HaMoed there's a chiyuv to eat matzah, you know, already chametz, Chol HaMoed Pesach, and Chol HaMoed Sukkos, we have to sit in the Sukkah midiraisa for 7 days, and maybe that's the os, the special Kedushas Hayom, not just Malacha, and therefore since Chol HaMoed has Kedushas Hayom, maybe that's already an os, and you can't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. There was a very big machlokas Rishonim days, the Rishonim, the Rosh feels that you should put on tefillin, and he says, a Mavarech, someone makes the bracha, lo hipsid, the Rashb and Maram, who also feels that way, the Rashb felt that, no, you should not put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, because Chol HaMoed is an os. Basically, that's the machlokas. What is the os of Shabbos? Is it Isser Malacha? And therefore, by Chol HaMoed would not have an os, you put on tefillin, or is it Dushas Hayom, and Chol HaMoed would be a chiyuv to put on tefillin. That was the machlokas. Beis Yosef points out that essentially, for at least the Bnei Svarad, that stopped when the Zohar was revealed. Okay, somewhere in the time of Rishonim, because they found the Zohar, and I really did not understand the Zohar. All right, but I'll just say that what happens on Chol HaMoed? On Chol HaMoed, we're wearing the tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I understand it, and I don't understand it, if I read it correctly, all right, on Yom Tov and Shabbos, we're wearing the Shalosh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Chol HaMoed, we're wearing the Shalyad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if we go ahead and put on our own tefillin on Chol HaMoed, we're basically removing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin. How can we remove HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin? So from that time on, seems that Bnei Sfarad, from that time on, did not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. As far as Bnei Ashkenaz are concerned, the Bnei Ashkenaz should wear tefillin. However, the Vilna Gaon and the Baal Shem Tov, basically followed the Zohar, and they felt that you should not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed because of the Zohar. And we know that in Eretz Yisrael, since the Talmidei HaGra and Talmidei HaBesht were from the first settlers of the Ashkenazim that settled here, for that reason, that became at least the Farhesia on a public level, the accepted custom not to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Vilna Gaon, as a matter of fact, he had a problem because the Vilna Gaon wanted to follow the Zohar, the Yishuv Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. On the other hand, there are Gemaras that imply that you shouldn't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. There's a Gemara Maseches Beis at the end of the very first parak that the Mishnah says that anything that is that is proper for the Chag, so you're allowed to send on Yom Tov to somebody. All right, and so he says the villain, and one of the Gemara mentions what are one of those things? Villain. So it's mashma. It seems from this Gemara that tefillin should be worn on Chol Moed. So the Gemara says the Bavli has the wrong girsa. Really, the Yerushalmi has the right girsa, which means that anything is already fit to be used can be sent as a present on Yom Tov. Not necessarily that anything that can only be used on Yom Tov. That being said, this was basically the machlokas in the time of the Rishonim. And however, Machaber says that once they found the Zohar, the Svaradim would not wear tefillin on Chol Hamoed, and the Machaber Paskins, you should not wear tefillin on Chol Hamoed. However, the Ramah, I believe it's Simon Laman Aleph, someone in Or Chaim, he says the Yesh Omrim Shechol Hamoed Chayev b'tefillin and Chol Hamoed Chayev b'tefillin mechay noagin in these areas to put on tefillin on Chol Hamoed and to make a bracha. However, the Ramah says that you should not make the bracha b'kol ram, you should make the bracha b'chashoy silently, in order not to make machlokas. Which we have to understand, because especially in the areas where Ramah was speaking about, everyone wore tefillin, so why do you have to make the bracha silently? So I think the Elio Zuta points out, that it's just to point out that, you know, you shouldn't make a machlokas about it. So when you say something silently to yourself, it's essentially, okay, we're putting on tefillin, that's our minhag, that's our shita, that's our masorah. But you say the bracha silently that we should not go ahead, and we should not make a machlokas on it. The Taz suggests to not make a bracha, and that I would say was my father's niyuk, was to put tefillin on and not to make a bracha. Okay, so what's the question? The question is on Rashi, because we said that what's the machlokas? If you hold that there's Isra Malacha Midiraisa, you don't put on tefillin Chol Hamoed. If you hold there's no Isra Malacha Midiraisa, so he says. So then, if you hold this Nisam Malacha Midiraisa, then obviously you put on tefillin, right? But according to the Tzad, where there's no Nisam Malacha Midiraisa, that's where we have the Machlokas. Some say the Nisam Malacha is the Oast, and therefore you would put on tefillin. And some say no, even though there's no Nisam Malacha Midiraisa, you would still not put on tefillin, because the Kedushas Hayom of the Achilas Matzah, the Dush Hayom, of Isser Chometz, Dush Hayom, of Chiyuv Yechilas Sukkah, would basically makes the day special into an Osa. However, from this Tosfos, it seems that the whole discussion is according to those opinions who hold there's no Isser Malacha Midiraisa. But according to those opinions that hold that there isn't Isser Malacha Midiraisa, it should be obvious that if Chol Hamoed is Osser Malacha Midiraisa, there's a Chiyuv Min HaTorah, and Isser Du Malacha Min HaTorah, so then, that's the case. It should be just like Shabbos, and it should be just like Yom Tov, and you should not go ahead, and you should not have to put on tefillin on Chol Hamoed. What's the problem with that? Rashi Shita is, it seems, Tosfos says this in Chagiga, and Rashi seems to say in Moed Katan, that there is an Isra Malacha on Chol Hamoed Midiraisa. Rashi quotes the Pasuk, Sheshes Yomim Tol Chamatzos, at the very beginning of Moed Katan, Uba Yom Hashvi, he says, Uba Yom Hashvi Atzeres, just like the seventh day of Pesach is Asr Malacha, so to the rest of Pesach is Asr Malacha also. And if you want to say that Rashi holds only the Rabbanon, it's Asmachta, Tosfos in Chagiga points out, no, Rashi holds it's the Araisa, Malacha is the Araisa. So Rashi holds Malacha is the Araisa, he should hold that you don't put on tefillin Chol Hamoed. There's a Gemara in Sukkah that quotes Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that, let's say you're about to do a lot of mitzvos. And Rashi gives us whole slew. You're going to the Sukkah, and you're going to take the lulav, and you're going to put on tefillin. So Rabbi Yehuda suggests, make a bracha al ha-mitzvos. Not a bracha al tefillin lulav, but al ha-mitzvos. And Rashi gives an example. What's an example of somebody who is going to do a lot of mitzvos? He's going to go into sukkah and he's going to put on he's do mitzvah and lula and tefillin at the same time. I don't understand. Where did you have mitzvah tefillin from? If according to Rashi, Malach and Chol Hamoed is only Asr Midiraisa. There shouldn't be tefillin on Chol Hamoed. That was the question my father asked. says, according to Rashi, it seems from the Gemara Masech HaSukkah that a person puts on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, from Rashi, because he lists that as an example. He gives an example of someone putting on tefillin on Chol HaMoed and about to, while doing the mitzvah sukkah, doing Arba Minim, and he makes a bracha and everything together. But where's the tefillin on Chol HaMoed Sukkis? There's no tefillin. According to Rashi, Chol HaMoed, Mocha on Chol HaMoed is diaraisa, so therefore Chol HaMoed is an os, has an os. So how can he put on tefillin? The way my father explained it is like this. My father said that the Issur Melacha of Chol HaMoed is very different than the Issur Melacha of Yom Tov and Shabbos. Why? The Issur Melacha of Chol HaMoed, Issur Melacha of Chol HaMoed is very different because the Issur Melacha of Chol HaMoed is based on Aseh. Sheish Yom Tov Chol Matzot V'Yom HaShvi Atzeresi. So the 6 days, and just like the seventh day is Asur Melacha, the rest, there's no negative commandment here. It's all positive, and I say. However, when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's a los asay. So when do you say that Asur Melacha is an os? That's when you're dealing with a los asay. When you're dealing with mitzvah asay, then Asur Melacha is not an os. So now we understand Rashi, my father said, because Issur Melacha Chol HaMoed is not an os. Why isn't Issur Melacha Chol HaMoed not an os? Because it's an Issur Aseh. It's not a los Aseh. What's the explanation? Why is that? So what exactly distinguishes an Aseh from a los Aseh? So the Ramban, many Rishonim point out, they ask a question. Those Rishonim that hold that Issur Melacha Chol HaMoed is the Rabbanim, is the Raisa, I'm sorry. How do we understand the exceptions to the rule? Davar HaOvid, we're talking about Litzorah Chamoed. All of a sudden, Hefsid Maruba. When it comes to the Araisas, there are no exceptions. Where do all these exceptions come from? So the Ramban basically says, because it's an Aseh. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was, he gave it over to the Chamim to interpret exactly how this Aseh is to be explained. As an example, the Ramban says the same thing in regard to Shabbos. We know that doing business on Shabbos is usur. We know that muksa on Shabbos is usur. The Ramban points out that doing business on Shabbos is usur, even though it's the gzeira midrabanan, it's really a din d'oraisa. It's learned out from the word shabboson in Parshas Emor, that the Yom Tovim and Shabbos have to be a shabboson. What does shabboson mean? It means that you have to make sure that Shabbos is a day of rest. And we know we can go ahead and keep all the lamakas malachas, and we can still be very busy on Shabbos. There's a lot to do. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to understand that we have to create a day of Shabbos, where Shabbos will be a day of rest. And that day of rest, we have to make certain takanas to ensure that it's a day of rest. You shouldn't start moving things around and dealing with other issues and other concerns that might not involve lamakas malachas. And for that reason, the Chazal went ahead and they ushered Muxa. For that reason, the Chazal went ahead and they ushered Masa V'Matar. Why? Because they wanted to make sure that Shabbos would be a day of rest, a complete day of rest. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over to the Chachamim to decide. Shabbosim. That's Shabbosim. So in other words, so there's a Los Aseh. A Los Aseh, Pianda Malacha, there it's cut and dry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, and there are no exceptions to the rule. When it comes to the Aseh, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm giving this over to Chachamim to define and interpret, to understand according to what's going on in Olam Hazeh. And that's these takanas. And the Ramban says the same thing when it comes to Chol HaMoed. When it came to Chol HaMoed, so it wasn't supposed to be mamash, a Yom Menucha like Shabbos. The Ramban said absolutely not. However, it was supposed to be a day that was different on some level than a regular day. And therefore, he gave over the Koach to Chazal to decide what malacha should be yasser from Sheish Yom Tov Chol Matzos Yom Hashvi Atzeres, and what should be mutter and how it should be yasser, in order to make sure that we keep the uniqueness of Chol HaMoed, but it's not a los asay. So therefore, when Rashi holds that it's Issur Melacha, when Rashi would hold that you put on Issur Chol HaMoed, he says, yeah, it's true there's an Issur Melacha, but the os of Shabbos and the os of Yom Tov is the los aseh, not the aseh. And since Chol HaMoed is only osim d'oraisa based on the aseh, it's not an os, and the Kedushas HaYom itself does not cause it to be an os, and therefore you would go ahead and you would put on tefillin. And that's how he explained Rashi. So it's time to think, why should that make a difference? Why does it make a difference whether the Issur Melacha is based on the Los Aseh, or the Issur Melacha is based on the Aseh? The Pesik Tzutrasa says, on the Pasik of Ki Oshi Beini Uveinechem, that why is it an oath? So the Pesik Tzutrasa says that Shabbos is an oath, not an HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not between us and Ovdei Kochavim. Why? Because this is an oath that the Jewish people are Yisrael, are Avadim LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is an oath that we are Avadim LaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the truth of the matter is, we do many things that creates us and makes us look like Avadim. But Shabbos is the oath. Chol HaMoed is not the oath, according to Rashi. Shabbos is the oath. Why is Shabbos the oath? When it comes to Shabbos, it's based on a lost saying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, Chazal did not have any opportunity to interpret the halacha how it applies to all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be an Eved, you understand that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Chol HaMoed can't be an oath, because Chol HaMoed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the opportunity to interpret. It's not, we're not only acting as a bottom, we are on one level, we're following the halacha, but in terms of interpreting the halacha, there are HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Chazal a right, and therefore it can't be an oath, because an oath means that we're showing our total avdus, total servitude, which means that whatever the Adon says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, and we have no say at all. When it comes to Chol HaMoed, we have a say. And that's why, according to Rashi, when it comes to Chol HaMoed is not an oath, because somehow we, through Chazal, this doesn't show our complete avdus as other mitzvahs do, because Chazal themselves had a way of showing, of being involved. And so when you're yourself involved, it doesn't show the total avdus. So only for that reason, only Shabbos and Yom Tov can be an os. And I thought that as I was thinking this through, that it's really a very beautiful way to, you know. And I really think of this all the time. You know, there's a lot of things I say to my father. A lot of things. That he was a big Baal Chesed, he loved everybody, he was around for everybody, he was a Lamdin, you can't, one of the Lamdani Adors, no one to compare him to. You know, my father was a Yachid. However, what I think about all the time is his commitment to Halacha. There was nothing like his commitment to Halacha. As a matter of fact, I'll just say that, you know, I think that, you know, when my father was buried, was Erev Simchas Torah here. If you think about it, by the time we got back from the Levaya, we basically had enough time to say Hallel, because we were Aminus. We couldn't say Hallel, and Shulav, Davin Musa, and get down to Mincha, to Davin Mincha, right? Then all of a sudden, you come, and there are Akafas, right? Now, I couldn't join the Akafas, because I was not Baalus, but there are Akafas, right? And you come home, and you make Kiddush, and you say Shechiyonu, and it's like, maybe something so absurd. You know, 2 hours before you got there from the cemetery, and you're talking about Yom Tov and saying Shechiyonu. But I didn't think about it then, but I hear it now. He says, you know, my father's telling me, yeah, of course it's difficult, but, you know, please, you have to accept some gevurah and do it. That's the halacha. That's the halacha. That was my father's line. You have to do something, you have to exhibit gevurah. This is the oath of Shabbos and Yom Tov to show the avdus, you know, that we're avodim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the os. Sometimes, so we are all of them. The rest of the year, so we show the os in this way for the tefillin. We go ahead and wear the tefillin to show the rest of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the os. But the commitment to halacha, that whatever the halacha demands, we have to follow through on. That was, you know, that's something that was very clear, I think, certainly to in our house, and certainly to all his students. You know, I was talking to my sister about it, and people call him shyless about not fasting on Kippur and Shiurim, and like, yeah, growing up is like Shiurim, like you have to be, you know, really ill, you know, to even ask such a shyla, because it was a certain commitment to halacha. That was the That's the oath of Shabbos and Yom Tov. That That's the os that's the os shabbat. Cholam Moed is on a different level. Cholam Moed is we were more involved, and because of that, it doesn't show the abdus shabbat. And for that reason, according to Rashi, you would still have to put on tefillin on Cholam Moed.
Okay, thank you.